This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's been more than a month since Delaware K through 12 schools have been fully open for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic hit in March 2020. Kids are packing hallways, classrooms, and cafeterias, but they must wear masks and teachers need to be vaccinated or undergo regular testing. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on how the newest normal is going at one school near Middletown.
Let's go, please. 1 minute. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Principal Vonnie Perrine moves with the mass of students marching or meandering down the hall during class change at Odessa High. She connects while exhorting them to get to their next class.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we have a birthday?
Let's go, guys.
Perrine takes me into a ninth grade English class with two teachers for the 22 in-person students and a few holdouts on Zoom. It's a 90-minute class, and it starts with, of all things, yoga exercises. Instructor Tony Devery has him stretch and hold.
While we're doing this, you're deep breathing through your nose, out through your mouth, 20-second intervals on your own. This is supposed to be relaxing. It should never hurt. So at any point in time, if you're struggling breathing, just breathe regularly. It's okay.
After 5 minutes of stress relief and mind clearing, teaching partner Kristen Bain pivots to the lesson.
Our learning intention for today says, I'm learning about how to incorporate evidence into a formal written response. Before you leave, you'll be able to say, I can provide context for the textual evidence. You'll be able to say, I can explain how my evidence supports my claim.
The multifaceted class involves movies they have seen and nursery rhymes and the ancient Greek author Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey. Oh, and the human failing of hubris. It's far too complicated to explain here, or for me to even follow, actually. But trust me that Bain and Devery have the kids focused on their mission. And don't forget that everyone's wearing masks, per the late summer mandate by Governor John Carney, as COVID-19 continued to spike statewide. Cases and hospitalizations are still elevated, but starting to fall. I approach one pod of four students and ask how it's going with the masks. Their answers don't surprise. A couple of them struggle to keep it over their noses.
I think it's like annoying because it's like harder to like hear people.
Sometimes the masks get like these little hairs on the inside and it'd be tickling your nose.
Nevertheless, they're happy to be at school together instead of at home.
When I'm home, I don't really understand anything, but when I'm in class, I can actually get more help.
I think it's easier in person because, like, you're able to actually interact with people and do assignments in person.
That's true because whenever I'm at home, I'd be sleeping in my classes because there's no teacher to tell me to do my work.
After class ends, Bain says it's working out better this year.
Everyone has a new normal right now, and I think that the greatest change is what the students need this year. They need far more opportunities for grace. We've always taught with compassion, and you teach the person before you teach the content, but there's a far greater need now.
Science teacher Nikita Williams takes a break from a lecture on climate change to give her take.
It's a little different because you still have kids who are virtual, but it's not as many, so you don't want to lose them because the majority is here. So, you know, you got to balance that. But other than that, having all the kids back is amazing. Because they really work.
Ninth grader Tony Nyasagari says being back is well worth the inconvenience of a face covering.
It's kind of tough to wear a mask the whole day, but you got to force yourself because you have to think about your family back home and keeping other people safe. It's also exciting to be back with other students and seeing my friends and teachers.
Back in the principal's office, Perrine says only about 10 of the 650 students and staff have tested positive for coronavirus. She says classes have not been affected.
When staff have to quarantine and they're not in school, they are at home teaching virtually. They're zooming in with their kids so instruction's not lost.
But Perrine says it's all good, considering.
Kids and teachers are excited to be here. Participation is up. We're having our first dance. We're having a celebration weekend. We're having a parade. We're having a pep rally. We have our big football game, and our Ducks are doing pretty well. We have a marching band now. We've hosted a competition, cheerleaders. It's just exciting.
As for having to serve as the chief cop on face mask wearing, Perrine says she doesn't mind, and neither do the kids.
When it falls below their nose, we just have to say, mask up, mask up. I mean, the kids probably get a little tired of hearing it, but they comply. Because again, I go to them and say, I want you to be able to still play football. I want you to be able to come to school. So even if you don't like it, we understand, but please put it up.
Everybody seems to agree, though, that they can't wait for the pandemic to end so they can finally flash their smiles or even frowns in class and the hallways. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.